People say, well, I just don't think it's very biblical that every time you all get together, you stand up and you all confess your sins. Well, the Bible says he forgives them when you confess them. Amen. It doesn't say he forgives them when you hide them. But the thing is, the Bible also says there's no shame in Christ and no condemnation. And most people aren't free enough to know that. So tonight we're going to believe God to deliver us from the reprobate spirit that brought all the wickedness into our life. I want to be free from it. And there's just so much unrighteousness. I mean, we could spend forever on that. Let's go. Fornication. Fornication is sexual intercourse between a man and a woman not married to each other. We've already talked about homosexuality. That was in the list. But sex without being married. And we're not going to get into that. I got lots of teaching on this and why. But it turns you over to a reprobate spirit. Come on, folks. In America, if you grew up when I grew up, most of us have been turned over to a reprobate spirit. We try to justify everything. Well, it's the times. It changes not. God knows. What you got to ask yourself is, why can't I wait for the one that God really brings to me? What is so hurting and longing in me, or so perverted in me, that I can't be content in Christ and wait for what he has for me? Amen. That's the real issue. Not if you know, no, no. The real issue is, why isn't there enough fear of the Lord to be able to keep things holy enough that you don't cross lines? I'm serious. We have such a reprobate society. Our children, it's so much sin. There's so much sexual sin. And it's just a big garbage pile because people don't understand what God even made sex for and what it really reflects and what it's about. And I can't get into it all, but the marriage tapes are powerful. Powerful when I begin to see what it's really supposed to be about. And awesome. And it's sad that we have generation after generation that cannot even understand what a holy marriage could be like or what a honeymoon's supposed to be. We can't change the past, but we can certainly repent from it so our children don't have to repeat it. And we can live that holy life to where we can wait until the time that God says, this is what I have for you, and you respect each other enough to say, look, I'm not doing anything. You got to realize God is watching. And that's his daughter, and that's his son. And whichever, if you got a seducing spirit and you go after the guys, and it's just as bad on the women as the men anymore, if not worse. God's sitting there going, don't seduce my son to sin against me. And don't seduce my daughter to sin against me. And how do you want God to bless what you've been seducing to sin against God? God wants to be in the forefront of this marriage thing. And if he is, it'll work. And it'll be awesome. Can't get in all that. Can't get in all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, Hebrews 13:4. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Having affairs when you're married. Even looking at another woman with lust in your heart or another man and thinking, whoa, isn't he something? And we can't get into all this tonight. There's lots of teaching over there. And don't let's all look all spiritual. This is one of the major sin issues in the church. And it's one of the major sin issues in our nation. And it's because we don't understand lust. It's because we don't understand the perversions in this whole society. And we're all trying to get needs met, trying to have somebody tell us how great we are. And if we just knew how great we are and that we're so great Jesus died for us, we would be able to stay holy. Amen. And this isn't about condemnation. It's about getting free, wanting our children to be free. I just would love to see a generation do it God's way because they love God, not because they're scared of breaking a rule, but because God has so taken over in their lives. Now, let me say this about this fornication thing. Some of you, if we've been dealing with this and God's going to set free, some of this unclean stuff has really been eating at you. Some of you this week have been wondering, why do I want to run out the door? Why do I not want to go to the meeting? Why do I have these thoughts? What's going on? And God put this in my heart. Some of you, one of the first things that you can remember being blatantly wicked, the first thing that you can remember where Satan said, aha, see, I showed you were wicked. See, I knew something was wrong with you, was when you got into sexual sin as a teenager. And so that thing just gets at you because you're thinking of perversions you did. You're thinking of things you allowed to happen to you, or things that did happen to you that made you feel like something was wrong with you, and things that you gave into with all that. We got lots of teaching on this, but God wanted me to say this. Some of you, this thing's been at the surface because it's reprobate. It's reprobate, that demonic spirit, to make you think that you're so wicked. Folks, we were made in the likeness and image of God. We were not created for wickedness. We were created to fellowship with God. What an awesome privilege. And yet Satan came in to touch that and to mess with that. And God has given us a way through the cross to repent for how Satan came in and did those things. There's no condemnation in Christ. And some of you have a condemning spirit in this area that says, yeah, but if they knew the kind of sexual junk you got into, if they knew the kind of perversion you messed with, if they really knew how you wanted that, or you asked for that, or you participated in that, or you thought about that, or you saw that, if they knew that, they'd know like I know how wicked you are. That's when you need to rise up tonight and say, you lying devil, you're the one who brought that garbage into my life. You're the one who caused me to come in agreement with your wickedness. And had I known Christ, and had I walked with Christ, and had I been protected by his protection, and had there never been the fall, you would have never gotten your hands on me in that area of intimacy and tried to destroy my life. Try to destroy me being able to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Let me tell you something. It gets very intense when you grow into God. I'm telling you, God's presence and power comes on you from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, and it's the most awesome, powerful revelation of how much he loves you. And Satan has perverted that with his wicked garbage of perversion, masturbation, of sexual garbage, pornography. See, Satan wants to fill you with a bunch of perverted wickedness when it comes to intimacy, so that you cannot enjoy true intimacy with your spouse or true intimacy with your God. And God wants you free tonight. There is no condemnation in Christ. If there's a little kid in you who's still sitting there going, yeah, but you don't know, why did I let that happen to me? Why did I let that man do that? Or why did I let that woman do that? Or why did this incest thing happen? And let me tell you, a bunch of garbage. You know, God brings people here who've been hurt. So get past it. Who cares? The devil's stinky. And if it didn't happen to you, then it's just because of mercy. It has nothing to do with you being special. And if it did happen to you, it wasn't because you were the most horrible thing that was ever created, because God never created a horrible thing. It's just what Satan set up. And tonight he loses. Amen. Tonight he loses. If you participated in sexual sin that makes you ashamed, tonight take the shame to the cross. Amen. Satan set it up. Satan put you right there. He baited it. You took the bait, but you can repent for that. But you cannot continue to buy the reprobate lie that something was evil and wicked and horrible in you, and that's why it happened to you. That's why you gave into it. No, you just live in a reprobate society, and reprobate things happen, and you bought into it. But now you have the revelation of who you are in Christ. Now you have the revelation that that is a lying devil in you. And if you feel that condemnation in that area, I want you to rise up tonight and get free. I want you to know that you know that you know that it's not because God made you wrong and he made you wicked and there's something horrible about you. That is a lie from the pit of hell. It's time to realize the blood covers everything Satan got us to participate in. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if I didn't do something as gross as you did, it's only because of the mercy of God and because of my situation wasn't the same as yours. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. There's no comparisons based on who's more wicked and who's more noble. And there's no finger. That is why Jesus said to that woman, to that prostitute or that woman that was caught in an affair. That's why he said, who hasn't sinned? And I bet you he was saying, who hasn't sinned? I want to bet. I would guess that he was saying, who hasn't sinned in the area of sexual activity? Who in this fallen, reprobate world, even in the Jewish community that lived by the rules, Jesus was able to write in the sand every sin in that area that those people walked in. And Jesus gave you a powerful message with that situation of that woman being forgiven. He's saying, don't anyone toss that stone. And then he's saying, your sins have been forgiven, now sin no more. And that's what he's saying to you tonight. He is saying tonight, quit tossing the stone at yourself. Quit receiving the stones from others. But tonight, receive the grace of God and go and sin no more and become that new creation in Christ and mean it from this point on. Put it all under the blood, all of it under the blood.